The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus went on to say to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, only to a widow of Zarephath in the land of Sidon. And again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of these was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. When the people heard this, they were filled with fury. They rose up and drove him out of town and led him to the brow of the hill on which the town had been built, in order to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through their midst, and he went away. The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel is a small part of a longer section in the Gospel of Luke dealing with the rejection of Jesus in his hometown. If you read the section that comes immediately before this, Jesus goes into the synagogue at Nazareth, as was his custom, it says, and he stood up to read from the prophet Isaiah. He read, and then they sat down, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I've been sent to bring good news, and goes on like that. And this is fulfilled in your presence. The prophecies of old are all fulfilled in your presence. And then he goes on to speak about the fact that God touches many people beyond their boundaries of belief, beyond their religion, beyond the privilege of the people of Israel, the chosen people, that God touches people beyond our knowing, beyond our church, beyond our belief, that God is present in people unknown to us. It's a good lesson for us. Jesus is rejected here. It appears in all three synoptic gospels, the rejection of Jesus. And he moves to Capernaum, which is about 20, 25 miles from there, down by the Sea of Galilee, a much more cosmopolitan town for many reasons. It was on the Via Maris, which was a main trading route between Egypt and Damascus, and therefore all sorts of foreigners came through Capernaum. It's where Matthew was a tax collector. You'll remember that. So he moves to a far more open and cosmopolitan environment at Capernaum. The teaching of this is good for us. H.G. Wells has this short story he tells about, it's called The Country of the Blind, or The Valley of the Blind, sometimes it's called. It's a short story told in fantasy, but a good teaching, about this fellow who was exploring on the high Andes in South America. And he fell over a cliff, and he tumbled down, 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 and eventually he was lost. Wandering through the jungle, he came upon a village. But this village was remarkable because everybody in the village was blind. Nobody was sighted. It so happened that it was a lost tribe, and many generations before, some infection set into the tribe, which caused blindness, and this was carried from one generation to the next, and the entire tribe was unsighted. But they learned to survive. They could smell when the corn was ready and when the crops were ready to be harvested. They had a way of using their other senses, and they survived very well. But he thought to himself, I am a king in the valley of the blind because I can see. So he thought he could help them, but they didn't want his help. They were doing just fine. And in due course in the story, he falls in love with this young woman belonging to the tribe. And then he asks her to marry him. And she says, well, that would be fine. I love you, you love me, but I would have to get permission from the elders. So she goes to the elders in the tribe. She comes back to him and said, the elders really like you, and they would like us to be married. However, there's one problem, is that you have a defect that is not common to our tribe. But we can solve your defect with a very small surgery, and then you'll be like us. And then we can get married and we'll be happy in the tribe in the Valley of the Blind. Well, at this point, the short version of the story is he becomes very frightened and he flees and he goes back into freedom. H.G. Wells uses a teaching for us, say, you have to be like us. If you're not like us, there's something wrong with you. If you don't believe what I believe, then you're somewhat mental case or whatever it is. This could be in the business of religion. We think that God only speaks to us. Now, Pope Francis just went through a dialogue with the Muslims in Iraq, mostly the Shiite Muslims. And he very clearly, he believes that God is present in these decent, good people who want to live according to the Quran. So it's a good teaching for us to respect the belief and the practice of other sincere people who follow God in their way. The people here rejected Jesus because he spoke about Naaman, the Syrian, who was actually touched by the healing God. They thought, no, but he's not one of us. And when he's not one of us, then God isn't present to him. And in the time of Elisha the prophet, it was a widow in Zarephath, in Sidon, a foreigner, that God touched in a time of need. Not us, it's outsiders. It's a good teaching for us. It's a teaching about, you know, for years and years we thought we have the only truth. The other churches, they're all in heresy. But maybe they're not entirely in heresy. Maybe God speaks to us through them. And perhaps people that differ with us, maybe God speaks to us through the people who are different. The people we tend to reject in our church, perhaps God is speaking to us through them. That's the teaching of this, the rejection of Jesus in his hometown at Nazareth. It has a huge impact because it's his hometown. But over and above that, the teaching is that he is different. He is not what they expected. He's preaching a gospel which is foreign to them, and therefore they turn on him and they reject him. Keep that in mind. It's good for us because we're meeting people all the time who are different. In our church, we're meeting people who are different. And we kind of say at Holy Family here, all are welcome. Well, we hope all are welcome. If we say all are welcome, then we understand the teaching of this gospel today. Amen. Pause with me now for a moment of prayer.